Man, Cody, you're a mess. You got motor oil on your shirt, brake fluid under your fingernails, and you smell like the grease rack at Jiffy Lube.
I know. Is life good or what?
Hey, good man.
Hey, Slasher, dude.
Hey, Slasher, how's the tattoo business?
Well, it couldn't be better. Skulls are really moving these days. Yeah, so, Codeman, what do I owe you for the work on the bike?
Well, let's see. Tune-up, brake job, rebuilt the carburetor, adjusted the lifters. That'll be $9.
$9?
Well, okay, $8, but not a penny less. Dude, you drive a hard bargain.
No, I'll pay you the $9. Codeman, you're a beautiful human being.
All right. You're a credit to the species yourself. Well.
Purrs like a kitten.
You know, the bigger they are, the more tattoos fit on their body.
Cody, I know Slasher's your friend, but you only charged him $9.
Well, I charge everybody $9. That eliminates the billing hassle. And it's easier to make change. I mean, a dude gives you a 10, you give him $1 back. Yeah.
But you did so much work on the bike. I mean, the parts alone must have cost $100.
Yeah, let me let you in on a little secret. Not all the parts are new. Yeah, you'd be surprised at how many perfectly good parts you can find driving around on trash night.
Cody, you are the best repair guy in town. You just gotta change the way you do business.
What do you mean?
Well, you gotta open up a real repair shop where you can service more customers. And you gotta start charging more than $9 or you're never gonna make any money.
Yeah, but I don't care about making money. I mean, I just like fixing the bikes, you know, and helping people.
Well, if you had a bigger shop, you could help more people.
Oh, dude, I never thought about that. All right, let's do it.
Where are you going?
Oh, dude, it's trash night. If I'm not out there by 5:00, all the good parts are gone.
Morning, honey.
Hi.
Frank, do you know what next week is?
I sure do. Yeah, next week is very memorable week, honey. Next week is, it's the week that starts and becomes our anniversary week, the 22nd. It's our anniversary.
Great, Frank, you forgot again.
Well, no, I didn't, honey. I think I just kind of blocked it out. As you remember, last year we got in a fight. You said you didn't want a gift, so I didn't get you a gift, and then you got mad at me because I didn't get you a gift.
Well, this year I'll make it easy on you. I want a gift.
All right. I'm going to run out and buy you a very nice, very expensive gift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Frank, you don't have to spend a lot of money on a gift. It's the thought that counts.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you what. Let's spend $5 and get each other a joke gift.
Is that what our marriage is to you? A joke?
Okay. I see you have a certain number in your mind, and you don't want to tell me what it is, so I'm just going to throw out a few random dollar amounts here, okay? $10. $10,000. $39.95.
$25.
$25, that was my next guess.
See, that wasn't hard, was it?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yuck. Oh, Frank is just gonna love this cologne. Thanks so much for helping me pick it out.
My pleasure. I'd go anywhere to hear that noise the credit card machine makes. Quick, quick. Oh, I love that.
Well, simple things mean a lot.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's that?
Oh, it's my anniversary gift for Frank.
Oh, right. Your anniversary. The day the Beverly Hillbillies moved in.
You know, Dana, these insults about the Lamberts are really getting old.
You're right. Better go work on some new ones.
Okay, help me find a place to hide my gift for Frank.
What if we buy a box of frozen waffles, dump the waffles, put the cologne inside, and then stick it back in the freezer?
How about we hide it in the dining room behind the good silver?
Yeah, that would work, too.
I'm home.
It's Frank.
Carol? Carol! Honey? Carol?
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hi, pal. Hey, come and see the anniversary present that I got for Carol. This baby set me back 50 smackers.
But I thought you're only supposed to spend 25 smackers.
Well, yeah. I know that's what we said, but let me explain something to you here, son. There's a big difference between men and women.
You mean like when Susie Wilson says she only wants a few of my gummy bears, but she really wants a whole bag?
That's it. Women want the whole bag of gummy bears. And if you got gummy worms, they want those too.
Man, being a guy is brutal.
Come on upstairs and let's wrap this before Carol sees it, huh?
I can't believe that. We specifically said we'd only spend $25, and he already broke the rules and spent $50.
But, Mother, you spent $35. Doesn't that mean you broke the rules, too?
Yeah, but only by $10. Besides, most of that was tax.
Mother, I don't understand what the problem is.
Anniversary gifts show how much you love each other. Frank loves me $50 worth. I love him $35. What does that say to you?
That Frank loves you more?
Exactly. Well, I am not going to let him get away with it. If he loves me $50 worth, I am going to love him $75.
How about me? I could use some love, too.
I don't know, cuz. I'm not so sure these banker-type guys are going to give a guy like me a loan. I mean, they wear their wingtips pretty tight, if you know what I'm saying.
Are you kidding, Cody? Look at this. Car loans, home loans, boat loans. These guys are just dying to give money away. Okay, now, just act business-like.
Okay. Cody Lambert?
Yo, dude.
Hi. Yes, I am he.
This is my business associate, John Thomas Lambert.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir. We're here to see you about a business loan.
Certainly. Why don't you just have a seat and we'll discuss your financial qualifications.
Tight.
So, what kind of business are you in and how much are you looking to borrow?
Well, we want to open up a motorcycle repair shop, so we'll need about $10,000 in startup costs.
Do you have any collateral?
Oh, no, sir. I eat a fat-free, high-fiber diet. Yeah, you could drive a bus through my arteries.
Not cholesterol. Collateral.
He owns his own home.
Good. How many square feet is it?
Well, let's see. With a bedroom, dining room, living room, breakfast nook, and kitchen and foyer, I'd say about 11.
That's 1,100?
Dude, it's a van, not an ocean liner.
You live in a van.
I'm not just upwardly mobile, I am completely mobile.
Well, I think I have all the information I need.
Great. So when do we get the loan?
When Willard Scott wishes you a happy birthday. Excuse me.
Dude. I'm not too familiar with banking terminology, but I'd say that's a big, fat negatory on the loan.
Good man, JT.
Hey,
how you doing?
Slasher.
How you doing?
Oh, man, color me rejected. I came in here to try to get a loan to open up a real motorcycle shop.
Yeah.
They shot me down like a low-flying duck.
Is that right? They wouldn't give you a loan?
No.
Well, let me have a little powwow with Mr. Baxter over here and see if I can't unfreeze his assets. Excuse me.
Mr. O'Reilly.
There you go.
Always a pleasure to see you, sir. And what brings you here today? Making a deposit, I hope?
Well, maybe, maybe not. There's an ugly rumor going around that my friend here, Cody Lambert, got turned down for a loan.
He's your friend.
Yeah, he's a good friend. So I hope there's no truth to the rumor, because I'd hate to take my multi-million dollar account to another establishment.
I'd hate that too, sir. Don't move.
Okay.
Oh, look! I have your application right here! Just came back. And congratulations. It's been approved. I'll go cut the check.
Yeah, and while you do that, could you get me a cappuccino?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I like it with one sugar.
All right, Slasher, chairman of the board.
Yeah. Would you guys like a cappuccino?
Yeah, yeah. I'll take one.
Three cappuccinos!
And put an umbrella in mine.
Yeah. And hurry!
Whoa, hogs galore!
Hey, what's shaking, dudes? Cody, I'm glad you're back. I want you to meet the guys. This is Garth, Billy, and Dave.
Garth, Billy, Dave? Who are they?
They're the mechanics.
Then who am I?
You're the president, chief executive, and chairman of the board.
John Thomas, can I have a board meeting with you over at the executive picnic table, please? Now, I don't want to tell you how to run my business, but I thought I'd be the mechanic. You know, number one, I like working on motorcycles. And number two, we can't afford to pay these guys. I mean, do the math, cuz. You split $9 five ways, give Uncle Sam his, what you got left is snow cone money.
Cody, you're not charging $9 anymore. Here's the new price list.
$80 for a tune-up, $120 for a brake job, $250 for a new clutch. Dude, these prices are way too high.
Cody, it's what all the other repair guys in town are charging. And do you know why?
Yeah, because they're ripping people off.
No, because that's what it costs to run a successful shop. You know what happens if you charge less than all the other repair guys? You'll put them out of business. Then they can't afford to remodel their houses. So my dad's out of work. Then their wives can't afford to go to the beauty parlor. So Carol's out of work. And before you know it, the whole economy of Port Washington goes down the toilet, and it's all your fault.
Wow. I'd be like that Mr. Potter dude and It's a Wonderful Life. I'd be like stealing money from Uncle Billy. And then George would jump into the river. And then Donna Reed would never get her own TV show.
Cody. This is America. It is your patriotic duty to charge outrageous prices.
Wow. That's a lot of pressure. No wonder Uncle Billy almost lost his mind.
Hey, Don.
Hey, JT. Say, how's the business coming?
Oh, it's great. Cody and I are making a fortune.
You know, son, making a lot of money is a big responsibility.
Yeah, Dad. I know it's a big responsibility, and I just want you to know that when you're an old geezer, drooling on yourself and eating baby food, I'm taking care of you. I'm sticking you in the best nursing home money could buy. Who loves you, huh?
You've got a big problem.
I know, but he's my son, and I have to keep him.
Not that. Carol bought you a tape deck that cost $100.
$100? How do you know that?
Hey, listen at the heating vent long enough, you find out all kinds of stuff.
You weren't listening at the heating vent last night about 11:30, were you?
Watching a rodeo?
Yeah, I'll turn it down next time, okay? Boy, now I gotta go to the store and get a better gift for Carol. Oh, listen, if you see Carol, don't mention the rodeo.
I got the blues. I got the blues. Used to like working on motorcycles, but I'm a big shot now because my cousin won't let me work on them blues.
Cody,
I got the blues. I got the blues.
Cody, what's the matter?
I got the blues.
Guess you're one of those dudes that don't listen to the lyrics, huh?
Oh, I got that much. I just would like to know what you got the blues about.
Yeah, I know that JT and I are making a lot of money here and everything, but, like, I miss working on the motorcycles myself. Hey, to me, fixing a bike is just like being an artist, you know? I mean, hey, Rembrandt didn't say, hey, see those Dutch guys over there? Go paint their picture, you know? Well, I'm an artist, too. At least I used to be.
Cody, if you're not happy, why don't you forget about the big time and go back to fixing bikes yourself?
Oh, I can't do that to JT. He's my partner.
Cody, let me explain something to you here. JT is not a partner. He's a barnacle. You've got the talent. You've got the reputation. You bring in the customers. JT's just a blood-sucking parasite along for the ride.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, he's real good at it.
Listen, you just forget about JT. The only person you have to take care of is you.
Ah, thanks, Uncle Frank. You're like a bridge over troubled water. You light up my life. You're like the wind beneath my wings.
Well, Cody, how sweet it is to be loved by you. So, tomorrow's our anniversary. The day we exchange our gifts. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
Oh, I'm ready. So, when do you want to exchange gifts? At dinner?
Well, how about lunch?
How about breakfast?
How about now?
You're on.
Here you go, Frank. Happy anniversary.
A Vince Lombardi football.
Autographed.
This must have cost you a fortune.
$167.50. Plus tax.
I knew you'd do this. I knew you'd cheat. I knew that you would spend more money than you were supposed to, but you want to know what? You didn't spend enough. Happy anniversary.
You cheated, didn't you?
Like you didn't cheat.
Well, I only cheated because you cheated, you cheater. Diamond earrings. Oh, Frank, you are so low.
You bet I am. Those babies sent me back $200, too.
Oh, I suppose that is your way of showing me that you love me by buying me a really expensive gift.
That's right, I do love you, so stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Oh.
Well, I love you just as much, mister, and I am going to prove it. Okay, here we go. 10, 20... 30, 31, 32. There, we're even. In fact, I will even throw in another buck. Ha! I win!
Yeah, who is it?
It's Brendan. Are you guys having a fight?
No, we're exchanging gifts.
Good. I have a gift for you guys, too. It's an anniversary card.
Thanks, pal.
I hope it's okay. I didn't have any money, so I made it myself.
Oh, gee. Oh, Brenda. That's so beautiful. Thank you. Oh, you know, it's not how much a gift costs. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, son. And it's really terrific. Thank you. Carol, I'm sorry. I've been a real jerk here.
Oh, me too. I am so sorry. I love the earrings. They're beautiful.
Yeah, and the football is wonderful.
I love you.
I love you.
You yuck.